Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The prophets and messengers are personalities selected by the Almighty on the basis of His wisdom and knowledge to impart guidance to mankind. These prophets and messengers have been sent in various periods of time. A study of the Quran shows that the primary objective in sending these prophets and messengers is twofold. One of these objectives is to complete guidance. We know that man has been blessed with innate guidance at his very inception. These prophets come and remind him of this innate guidance and also furnish some further details. The other objective of sending prophets is Itmamul Hujjah. This is a term of the Quran which means to communicate the truth to the addressees to such an ultimate extent that they are left with no excuse to deny it. Every right-minded person and every discerning mind has no difficulty in recognizing a prophet. The Quran says when these prophets are sent, they are sent with portent signs, which in its own terminology is called bayyinat. The Quran alludes to these signs and tells us that it is not difficult to recognize a true prophet. In this session, we shall take a look at some of these signs on the basis of which we can recognize a true prophet of God. The first of these signs is that all prophets of God are introduced personalities. They are sent in this world with prior news of their arrival. None of them is introduced. We know that the prophet Jesus came to give glad tidings of the advent of the prophet Muhammad. And we also know from the Quran that the predictions of the arrival of Muhammad were made and written both in the Torah and the Injil. Hence, we can safely conclude that each and every prophet who is sent in this world is sent with the prior news of his arrival beforehand, and he is an introduced personality. The second sign on the basis of which we can recognize a prophet is that whatever they present in the name of God is free of any inconsistency and any discrepancy. Whatever they present in the name of God is free from any evolutionary development also. We know that if we study the various works of people or great geniuses who have come in this world, like Einstein or Imam Razi or Farahi or Zamakhshari or Immanuel Kant and some of the other geniuses, we will come to the conclusion that all the works of these people underwent many revisions and additions, and they are also an amalgam of inconsistency. They started off believing something and then they ended believing in another thing. However, whatever the prophets of God present in the name of God is free of any revision, any inconsistency, and any discrepancy. The third sign on the basis of which we can recognize a prophet of God is that these prophets are sent with great miracles. We know the miracles which were sent together with the prophet Jesus, and we know the miracles which were worked by the prophet Moses. And then we of course know that the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad himself is the Quran. The Quran has remained with us for 14 centuries. It has stood to the test of time. It has presented various philosophies and has even alluded to many scientific facts. And as yet, none of them has been refuted. So the miracle of the Prophet, the Quran, speaks itself for the veracity of a prophet. The fourth sign is that prophets of God are at times blessed with certain knowledge which has not come into the knowledge of other common people. One example of this knowledge are the predictions which a prophet makes and which are at times recorded in the scriptures with which they come. For example, we know that the prediction of the victory of the Romans when they were defeated by the Iranians is mentioned in the Quran. During the time of the prophet, the Iranians had defeated the Romans, and it was almost impossible to see or to even imagine that the Romans would once again rise and defeat the Iranians. However, the Quran made this prediction. It has been recorded in the Quran that the Romans will rise once again and defeat the Iranians, and this is what actually happened. Finally, the fifth sign on the basis of which we can recognize a prophet of God is that prophets of God who are elevated to the status of messengers of God become a sign of divine justice in this world. Messengers of God are a sign of divine justice in this very world, and they decide the fate of their nation in this world. People who profess faith in them, they receive success not only here but in the hereafter. And people who reject him are doomed in this world. In this way, this worldly reward and punishment becomes a testimony to the next worldly reward and punishment, which is certain to come, and also substantiates the existence and coming of a true prophet. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.